Hi everyone, welcome to Uncover Wealth Radio episode 9. I am Annette Ferguson, CEO of Annette & Co, and I help online service-based entrepreneurs find the clarity in their numbers, increase their wealth, and have more money in their pockets. In today's episode, I'm speaking about how to get your business out of debt. So let's dive in. First off, let's address what debt actually is. Debt is previous overspending. It is prior spending in your business that your revenue at that time could not support. And if you want to get out of debt, you need to find a way of your revenue supporting that now, as well as supporting your current other business spending, your tax payments, your take-home pay. The first thing that we need to do is make sure that our current business spending is as lean as it possibly can be to free up available funds for debt payments. I cover off the big exercise that I do for this with clients and in my own business every quarter in episode 6 of the podcast. So if you've not listened to that one, I urge you to go and listen to it. And once you have, you can take that as your very first step. So now you've done that and you've got your business spending as lean as it possibly can be, it's time to work out what funds are available for debt repayment. You can do this by taking your current monthly revenue, less your lean business expenses, less your money for VAT and tax, and less your own take-home pay. Now what is left? That would typically be your profit, which you could distribute to yourself by way of a dividend. However, due to spending habits previously, this profit now needs to be directed into debt repayments. I don't recommend that you divert every penny of profit into debt repayments, but I do think it should be around about 99% of profit, so it's pretty close. And you can calculate what that's going to be for you now in terms of pounds, dollars, whatever your currency is. Now you need to look at all the debts you have. You need to list them all out, every single penny, every single one, everything due to suppliers, to staff, to your parents, to your grandma, to HMRC, on credit cards, every single penny. You can't know how to tackle this if you don't know exactly what you're dealing with. And I know it can be incredibly scary to see these numbers written out in black and white, but it really is important that you have a complete picture. Now I want you to note beside the debt amounts what the minimum monthly payments are on each debt, and what do those total minimums add up to be. Once you have that, compare that to the amount that you have available each month for debt repayments. Is the amount available more or less than the monthly minimums? We need the amount available to be more. If it's not, then you need to go back to the lean expenses exercise and work out how it can be. You need a gap there. If you've done that exercise again and again and again, and there is still no gap, then you're going to have to negotiate with those you owe money to see if you can get your monthly minimums lower. But this is really only a short-term fix and will lead you to being in debt for even longer. This is a last resort and this is not a solution to your current debt situation. Now, if you have more for debt repayments available than your monthly minimums, that's great. That's a position we need you to be in. What we need to do now is work out which debt we pay down first. I like to use something called the debt snowball. And what the debt snowball states is that you pay down the smallest debt first. Not the one with the highest interest rate, but the one with the smallest pound or dollar amount outstanding. You use the available extra that you have to pay that first. Now, this might take you 1 month or it might take you 1 year, but you pay that one down in total first while still making sure that you are making the minimum monthly payments on all debt. Once that one is paid down, you move on to the next smallest one and you concentrate on paying that one down in full. Then you repeat. It might take you years to pay off all this debt. And during that time, you're going to need to be as lean as you possibly can be on your business expenses. But that's not a bad habit to get into either. I hope that makes sense to you today. I know that it can be scary and this might feel like a very long drawn out process to get that debt paid down, particularly if you have a large amount of debt. But this is the way to make sure that you're getting everything you owe paid off and still making the monthly minimums. And let's be honest, it probably took you a little while to get into that debt, so it's going to take a little bit of time to get back out again. I hope that this episode has been really useful in understanding how to get your business out of debt. I also want to invite you to step into the Uncover Wealth community. This is my private community on Facebook. You can search Uncover Wealth community, or you can go to annetteandco.co.uk/FB group. I do a teach here live every single Tuesday for Training Tuesday, and I would love to have you there for the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, let's find the clarity in your numbers, increase your wealth, and get more money in your pockets.